Oh, so glad you could join me for this short devotional. I titled this, Rise Up, Woman of God. Rise up, daughters of the King, and walk out your true destiny. You've taken captive the lies about who you are and exchanged them for truths. You know you're loved, treasured, and His bride. Now it's time to rise up and take your rightful place and fulfill your destiny. That's what I sensed as I was reading Genesis this weekend. In Genesis 3:15, it says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed offspring and her seed. He shall fatally bruise your head, and you shall only bruise his heel." You know, in the garden, when Adam and Eve ate the fruit they were told not to eat, they exchanged masters. They had been given authority over all the earth. But when they disobeyed God and yielded to the serpent, the earth came under his control, including all mankind. But God made a way. Genesis 3 is a prophetic declaration about the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, where he bought back all authority from the enemy and later gave it back to man and woman. The word enmity means hatred. It doesn't refer to casual dislike. It's used to describe intense, active, growing hostility. That's the way the devil feels about you and your seed. It's no wonder that since the garden, the enemy has worked so hard to oppress woman. He knows that when we are fully empowered and know who we are and what our authority is and that it was given back to us on the cross through Christ, both women and their children will bring fatal blows his way. I believe there's a common desire in all of us to rise up as leaders and servants and encourage each other to arise and walk in the gifts we've been given. We need each other, and we need to remember the women who paved the way for us to rise up. When I remember Deborah, Esther, Joan of Arc, Rosa Parks, Joyce Myers, Amy Semple McPherson, and Sarah Edwards, just to name a few, I'm inspired to do my part. It may not be as a prophetic warrior as Joan of Arc or making a request before kings as Esther. I may not change a nation's mind on race relations as Rosa Parks did, but I do know that I'm able to follow in the footsteps of Sarah Edwards. You know, Sarah trained and she prayed. She raised 11 children and she shaped them into world changers. All through their childhood, Sarah cried out to the Lord for her children on their behalf. Her legacy is astounding. Sarah was born in 1720, and by the year 1900, the descendants of Sarah and Jonathan Edwards included 13 college presidents, 63 professors, 100 lawyers, 30 judges, 66 physicians, 80 holders of public offices, 135 editors, and over 100 overseas missionaries. You know, we have no idea the potential power we are releasing in the next generation and those following as we mentor and pray for our birth children and our spiritual children. We have a covenant with God, and part of the covenant involves partnerships to produce children of dominion and destiny. God destined us to be their parents and to train them up and then pray them into the destiny God ordained for them from before their birth. They were born to be people of authority. You know, I've been sharing this for years, yet this weekend it was as if the Lord said, get up and get going again. I have countless stories of prayer testimonies as my children grew. Yet I sense this was a time to rise up again as a mother, a mentor, and a grandmother. As my daughter and son-in-law prepare this week to leave for 2 weeks in Peru, the Lord's given me a real heart for this nation. I will stay home with their children, but I will be praying for amazing revival. My oldest son just returned from Armenia with Young Life. They're raising funds to complete the building of an amazing youth camp. Teens from Iran, Syria, and other war-torn and impoverished countries will be able to come, have fun, and hear the gospel. I'm on my knees for those funds. Some of us may go. Some of us may stay back and provide prayer covering and prayer breakthroughs for our children. All of us are able to embody Psalm 89:1. I will sing of the goodness and loving kindness of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known his faithfulness from generation to generation. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, as I transition from more of an upfront position to a bit more behind the scenes, is Psalm 92, 12 through 15. The righteous will flourish like the date palm, long-lived, upright, and useful. They will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic and stable. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they'll thrive and bear fruit and prosper in old age. They will flourish and be vital and fresh, rich in trust and love and contentment. They are living memorials to declare the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. We are to grow, provide stability, be useful, flourish, bear fruit, and be a huge threat to the enemy. We can be the wind under the wings of our children and their children as we walk out our identity and teach them who they are. Our prayers will assist in providing paths and breakthroughs as we create our own spiritual legacy. You know, I found this amazing poem I want to share with you. I just loved it. It says, "Arise, woman of God." Someone else had this title in their head as well. "Rise up, O woman of God. In what he has given you, the things God has laid on your heart, rise up. Go forth and do. Unlock what God has placed within, the potential you have inside. The world is waiting for your release to expand your wings and fly. Arise in your God-given gifts, for this is your finest hour. Arise in the Lord's holy might, ignited and empowered. For God is calling you to come forth to impact this world for him. Don't hold back or limit yourself. Let his power arise within and take his message to the world, to those that have lost their way. For you can surely make a difference if you'd hear his voice and obey. You shall be strengthened in the Lord as you begin to arise, conquering those doubts that pull you down, and believe who you are in Christ. For you shall surely be transformed as in you God increases more and becomes a woman of true excellence, bringing honor to her Lord." That was given by permission to M.S. Lowndes, or from her. I hope that blessed you, and I'll look forward to chatting with you next week.